Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today should remain cloudy with a high temperature of 45 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 29. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 51. And in the news for today, 1 year ago, as the COVID-19 pandemic was in its early stages in Wisconsin, gas prices as low as 99 cents per gallon were not uncommon. This past week, now 2 years later, the average price for a gallon of regular is $4.03 per gallon, with diesel going for $4.88. While the Russian invasion of Ukraine has certainly been a major factor, other reasons for the record rate of increase has been affected by the re-emerging post-COVID economy. On Tuesday, the United States announced a formal ban on all Russian energy imports. The UK government said it, too, will phase out Russian oil imports by the end of 2022 and explore ways of ending natural gas imports. There is growing political pressure on the rest of Europe to join a formal ban on Russian oil. Russia supplies about 27% of the 27-nation EU's oil imports. While oil prices move somewhat higher, a European ban could drive global prices up further due to concerns the restriction will stay in place indefinitely, even once the fighting in Ukraine stops. That, according to a CNN report. Despite the armed conflict in Ukraine, record job gains in 2021 and the strongest economic growth since 1984 have combined to increase the rebound in driving, as did pent-up demand for travel after the first year of the pandemic. Job gains have remained strong so far in 2022, and as many workers who have been working from home much of the last 2 years return to the office, demand is getting another boost. Into the summer months, that demand for gas will increase, so drivers should expect prices to rise. In Wisconsin, Governor Tony Evers said last Wednesday he is asking the federal government to suspend its gas tax before trying to convince the legislature to suspend the state tax because he considers gas prices to be a national issue. Evers joined a handful of other governors in calling on the Biden administration to pause the national gas tax of 18.4 cents per gallon until 2023, as the average for a gallon of gasoline hits historic highs amid the Russian-Ukrainian conflict, according to Wisconsin Channel 3000 online. Back to COVID reporting, Vernon County is presently experiencing a high level of coronavirus spread. As of last Thursday, the most recent report showed that there had been 23 new confirmed cases, with one new hospitalization and one new death. The health department will continue with free COVID testing, with an event scheduled for tomorrow, Tuesday, March 15th, at the Old Vernon County Highway Shop, 602 North Main Street, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. for any Western Wisconsin resident aged 12 months and up. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.